This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with Medical Frontiers on this warm but not as hot, and the humidity has dropped, Rob, so it's a little more comfortable.
Much more comfortable.
Yeah, that was really a, about 10 days, 2 weeks of Florida weather.
Summer weather.
In fact, there were a lot of days there that we had a higher temperature than South Florida. Really amazing. And tonight, we're going to be talking about, can you believe back to school? Where did the summer go? And we have a pediatrician with us, and we're going to be talking about what is important about wealth, being healthy and having a checkup, and if you're going to be playing sports as a pediatric age person, what do we need to look for, and what are the precautions and so on about immunizations and that type of thing. And we're very fortunate to have a newcomer to Medical Frontiers, Dr. Michael Petrosky. He is a pediatrician. He had his medical school. He went to W&J for undergrad, and then he went to WVU Medical School and had his residency at Akron General Hospital in Akron, Ohio, and has been in practice now how long?
It's 10 to 12 years now.
10 to 12 years. Yeah. Okay. Well,
tough to keep track.
Welcome to Medical Frontiers, Dr. Petrosky.
Thank you.
Okay. Pediatric age group, I guess, is basically from birth to 18?
18. Right? We see up to 21. So once you get to 22, it's sort of out of our age range. But a lot of patients sort of decide on their own whether they think they're too old, see the 19, the 20 olds in college.
But basically, you see them all through school until they're ready to go to college and do their college exams before they take off and so on, that type of thing. And your office is in the North Hills in the Wexford area?
Yeah, so we're in the Wexford area. Yeah, we are, our division is called the Arcadia Division. We're just sort of at the north end of McKnight. So, yeah, near the Pine Creek Plaza. So.
Yeah, okay. And I was talking during the tease how important it is for all people to have a relationship with their primary care physician, and that certainly can be with a family physician for the pediatric age group. It can be a pediatrician or a family physician, and it's important to have that relationship because you know the kids. You know the kids, and you knew them before they started school in kindergarten, and so, they have a history with you, and it's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very important. Instead, with us in pediatrics, it's not just with the patient, it's with the whole family, because we have mom and dad, grandmas, babysitters come with them all the time, In the adult world, I'm just coming in the office by myself, so we have to build those relationships with everyone in the whole family, but it's, very nice to see them grow, and see how fast they grow, and just that's sort of how you measure time, I think, in the pediatric world. I haven't been in there long enough where I'm my patients are having their own kids yet, but
yeah,
you know, it's coming at some point. So
that they'll come. Yeah. Well, this transition of having summer vacation as children, let's talk about children who have been in school. Now they've had a summer vacation and they're ready to go back in the fall to begin a grade higher. About that transition, I mean, they have so much freedom in many cases in the summertime, and now they're going to be regimented back in school. Is that sometimes difficult for students to do that?
It definitely can be. I think the biggest transition issue we see tends to be sleep schedules, especially right. for the teenagers. I mean, summertime, they don't have to wake up early. They're going to bed late. They're waking up later. Where school starts, I mean, you know, some high schools, buses are coming, you know, 6:30, 6:45, so they have to be up and be ready. So it's a lot of, you know, even last week or so, it's trying to get back sort of at least getting that sleep schedule back. So when you're waking up early and when you need to be, you're awake enough, you're alert enough to, you know, go to school, deal with classes, learn, and, you know, and follow that regimen. But yeah, it's being in the classroom and having that structure. But if you're not having enough sleep and you're tired, it's going to be much more difficult.
And I think it's sort of a chronic thing in a part of our culture. Our kids just don't get enough sleep.
It tends to be the case. I mean, it seems more recently. I mean, everything has to happen now. I mean, electronic devices are everywhere, and we know that affects sleep schedules and sleep cycles.
Yeah. For your own children, do you have a screen time limit?
We do. Sometimes it's tougher to enforce than others. Big thing, so the screen time limit, but also really don't allow electronics in the bedroom, and it's in and of itself, so
right.
getting those away. If I'm not on call, I don't have my cell phone in with me in my bedroom, because I know there's been studies that show electronic devices, like in your room, does reduce your sleep schedule.
Sure. And sometimes it interrupts your ability to go to sleep when you're looking at a screen right before you try to go to sleep, you know, the bright screen and that type of thing, you know, and of course, depending on what you're doing, if you're playing games or whatever, there may be some excitement about that, you know, and competitiveness and all that type of thing. You know, if I would have done this or that, why I would have won. and so I think we as individuals have to control that, and then as parents, we're responsible for controlling that with our children.
Yeah. It's a big thing we talk about. When I see kids, when I ask about sleep, and we talk about sleep a lot at, you know, well child visits, if they say they have a hard time falling asleep, my first question is, what are you doing right before you go to bed? Are you on your phone? Are you playing games? And that's one of the first things you just try to eliminate. I mean, screens should be off a good 45 minutes to an hour before you try to go to bed.
Okay, how about children who have asthma? Maybe they have type 1 diabetes, whatever, other medical problems and so on, then they have to have a relationship with the school nurse if they have to have medications taken during the day. So is that something that is difficult to arrange, or is that pretty easy to do today?
I mean, I think it's pretty easy to do today. I mean, a lot of the school nurses around here, they have a lot of knowledge and, you know, seen kids with asthma, diabetes for a long time. From our standpoint as in the pediatricians, I mean, there's forms we have to fill out. There's forms, it seems to be everything. So they know what medicines to take and when to, you know, when to use it. For us, it's more about teaching the kids when they feel they need to start taking them so they get that independence the older they get.
And, of course, we're very fortunate in Pennsylvania. In order to be a school nurse, you have to have special certification to do that, which I think is wonderful, because the school environment is entirely different than the non-school environment. And so these nurses, the ones I have met, are very dedicated and very good at what they do. They develop a relationship with the students that they need to have. How about things like EpiPens and so on, things like that? Is that pretty easy to set up with those types of devices?
Usually it is. And so a lot of schools, students have, we call, like, allergy action plans. I mean, for asthmatic kids, there's asthma action plans too. Like, if what we know they're allergic to, say, peanuts, if there's some kids get really, you know, the allergic reaction is pretty severe. So if there's concern they may have consumed it, it's almost EpiPen right away. Sure. So we have sort of those protocols in place, and each student's a little bit different. And we get a lot of help from, we do have some allergy asthma specialists too that work with us through AHN. So they help us coordinate those. Big thing is making sure the kids have the epinephrine in the school and home. And a part of it is, you know, how many units you're prescribing, how many devices they should have. What's some nice about some of the newer things, so it used to be just the EpiPen, the shot, there's now one that's actually an intranasal one too.
Okay.
So that's pretty new to the market, and some of the older kids are definitely liking that, because a spray up the nose is definitely better than a shot.
Okay, well, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about back-to-school exams for our children who have here in about a month. The kids are going to be in school. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our expert tonight, a pediatrician from AHN. If you have questions about your children going back to school and whether or not they should have exams, that type of thing, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our next segment of Medical Frontiers. We're talking about back to school wellness visits and sports medicine visits for our kiddos when they go back to school in the fall. As far as the sports physical, is that different than a wellness physical?
I mean, in a way, yes. I mean, it's sort of part of a wellness physical. I think if you just do a sports physical, that's pretty narrow and focused just on sports. Whereas the wellness visit, we are talking about sleep, nutrition, how school's going, you know, overall emotional well-being type stuff. So it's part of it. So, and I know at our practice, like if we see someone for their well child and we need to fill out one of the sports forms, I mean, it's the same thing. We count it as,
right.
We try to just do the annual well child checks, and that sort of encompasses a lot of these things.
Okay. What are some of the things, some medical problems that would limit a pediatric age group from participating in sports? I know it would depend on the particular sport, but are there things that are certain, no, you can't do that?
I mean, there's some things that may not necessarily preclude them at that point, but would involve further investigation. And a lot of that is just even history type stuff. So the forms now that we get from the state for the sports physicals, the PIAA, there's a section that's a family history section in Section 5, and that's one of the most important things that we look at. Things that would raise red flags to us are things we may need to get further evaluation, passing out, headaches, chest tightness with exercise, family history of heart disease at a younger age. Those are big ones. So those are things, I mean, we wouldn't pick up on physical exam, but it's getting the history. And there we may need to have a patient see a cardiologist to make sure their heart function is clear before we, you know, send them.
If you pick up a murmur or something like that,
Of the things on physical exam, murmurs, or if you're noticing what we call arrhythmias, where the heart's beating at irregular rhythms, those are things that could be concerning that could be worsened by physical activity.
How about a child who has diabetes? Do they have to limit their sports activity in any way?
No, not in any way. It depends on how comfortable the child is and how much the surrounding team is able to support them. And then hopefully by that point, a lot of children got it, depending on when they got diagnosed with diabetes, how much time they've had to prepare to know what their signs are. Oh, I can feel my sugar getting low. I'm getting a little, you know, jittery, shaky, sweaty, and what to do about it. Am I taking my glucagon tabs? Am I taking sugar tablets, or do I need, you know, an insulin? A lot of the technology is advanced so far now that they have a lot of the insulin pumps now that sort of do a lot of the work for you. So it's almost continually monitoring your sugar levels, and it can dose based on that.
Yeah. Do some very young children adapt pretty well to insulin pumps?
Yeah, right after diagnosis, they don't go right to insulin pumps because they want the families and the patients to know what to do if the insulin pump fails.
Sure.
So they have to go through the normal, there's certain types of, you know, insulin, long acting, how many doses you take at a certain time. When your meals, how many carbs are you eating? So it involves some carb counting and what your sugar is before then too. So there's, you know, some math involved in there too. But once they get that under wraps, I mean, yeah, switching the insulin pump takes a lot of those, you know, calculations away. But in anything, it's good to have a backup plan. So that's why they want them to be comfortable without using an insulin pump first.
Right. And, you know, of course, you know, the parents know about how to load it and so on. I just said you aren't going to be loading the insulin pump during school hours or anything, because that's done before or after.
Usually, yes. Yeah. It depends on the ones. But usually, yeah, it's the insulin should last, I mean, in several days before you're changing sites or anything.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Doesn't need to be an emergent.
Do you have a lot of patients with asthma?
We have a fair amount. We see them, and a lot of them, it is just exercise to do. Some kids, it's bad allergy seasons when they get their flares. Some kids, it's winter when they get colds. So everyone's different. Some are more severe than others, and you have to do different stepwise medicines on how to prevent asthma attacks, but also being aware of, you know, having their controller medicine or having their rescue inhaler with them, how to use it and what signs they need to use it.
How about the immunization schedule? Are there immunization schedules that in Pennsylvania, by law, a student has to have in order to enroll in a public school?
Yeah, so there are. Yeah, the state has a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of the vaccine requirements out there too. Sort of the big grades where you see a lot of requirements, kindergarten's a big one. So before kindergarten, they're looking at, you know, MMR, two doses of the measles, mumps, rubella, which is important now because there's measles outbreaks happening again. Two doses of the chickenpox, getting polio vaccinated polio, your tetanus, your DTaP, and then also your Hep B. You need to have a series done before you start kindergarten.
Okay.
The next big, by seventh grade, you need to have your first tetanus booster, your Tdap, and your first meningitis vaccine, which protects against four of the strains of meningitis. And then before your senior year in high school, you need your second booster of the meningitis vaccine. Mm-hmm. So those are the school-required ones. There's other ones out there, too, that we talk about that are important, Hep A.
Okay. If parents are against vaccines, period, can they get an exception?
So there are, so Pennsylvania doesn't require a medical exemption, so families can fill out their own forms. I know we don't do a whole lot of medical exemptions at our office because there aren't a lot of true medical exemptions out there too.
Right.
There's a lot of personal reasons that people don't. We always, I mean, I always encourage and talk to families about it, trying to figure out, well, you know, why are they hesitant about it or what they've heard, is try to dispel a lot of myths out there that have circulated for
right, because you can't, you can't believe everything that you see on the internet or read in a newspaper or what have you. You know, so it's a decision that needs to be made between the parents and the physician and the child, you know, so on. Okay, we need to take another break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about going back to school. Hard to believe that the summer is coming to an end and it'll soon be school time. Talking about our children not getting enough sleep and some of the medications they may be on and that type of thing. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. Dr. Michael Petrosky is our guest this evening. We'll be
informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
NASCO Roofing instant access to our show is a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com.
Okay, we're back for our next segment of Medical Frontiers. Tonight we're talking about kids going back to school. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. Our guest this evening is Dr. Michael Petrosky, and he's a pediatrician with AHN, has an office out in Wexford. So 866-391-1020. If you have questions about how you can get your child prepared from a medical standpoint to go back to school or to start school, that is very important. 866-391-1020. When a child is going to start kindergarten, say, in a public school, do you see a difference from children who had preschool experience compared to a child who doesn't have that and starting kindergarten?
We do, and a lot of it, it's not just always just academically type stuff. It's also social. We know school is a social environment, and so kids that spend time in preschool have to get used to a routine schedule and also being around other kids. So the big issue we saw was pre-COVID versus post-COVID type stuff as well, too. We know, not to get too far off track, but COVID itself, I mean, social happenings didn't happen all that often, so there's a, you know, a catch up that we're still working on, you know, to get just the whole social situation is getting sort of back on track.
Okay, and that's important just to be aware of that and to help with that transition with the, you know, advising the parents and that type of thing, you know. And how about bullying? Do you get involved with bullying at all with school age kids?
I mean, we hear about it too. Not being in the school sort of makes it more difficult for us. So we sort of help deal with kids sort of dealing with that emotions, you know, proper ways how to handle those situations. But yeah, it's, I mean, since we're not part of the school itself, it's tough for us to, you know, discipline or do anything like that. It's more talking to the kids, letting them know that, I mean, there are safe, trusted adults there too, people you can go and talk to. Sometimes it can cause anxiety and issues, so we have to talk about that as well. And sometimes we even refer kids to therapy, not just for bullying, but just, you know, other, you know, mental, I mean, anxiety, depression, things like that as well.
Okay. Do you get involved at all with, you know, making parents and their children and so on involved about the drug problem, the illegal drug problem? Kids taking illegal drugs, even at a fairly young age.
So it's things we talk about at certain ages. I mean, one of the newer things we do is we actually screen for any type of substance abuse starting at age 11 now, which seems like a young age, but it's, you know, one of those recommendations from a lot of the, you know, the preventative task forces. So we look at those. Tough thing.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Those is with kids filling out their own. I mean, it's one of those things that they may be afraid they may get in trouble for, so they're not always upright or out front and always telling the truth. And that's why it's good to have that relationship that we talked about before, that rapport. They can feel safe, trusted, knowing that, you know, it's not our job to get kids in trouble. It's our job to help them, you know, cope with things and try to do it in, you know, a manner that's healthy for them and healthy for the whole family.
When you do those screenings, starting at age 11, do you get very many positives?
We've gotten some, not a whole lot. I haven't seen a whole lot at that age. I mean, I usually see it, you know, the older 16, 17 plus, but then it's able to open up a conversation at that time. And a lot of times we have parents not in the room at that time, so, you know, the kids sort of get their own autonomy, but also to let them know that, you know, we're here to protect them, keep them safe, and we can't really, law confidentiality-wise, we can't really break that confidentiality unless we feel that there's a danger to the child itself or to someone else. So I always try to encourage the kids, if they don't want to talk to their parents about it, to have that conversation with, so they can open up a dialogue and how, as a whole family unit, they can, you know, help work on that problem.
I told you while we were talking before the show that I'm involved on Wednesday afternoons during the academic year, working with orthopedic residents who are in their first year of training, teaching them how to see pediatric age patients with musculoskeletal problems and so on. And one of the things, doing that now for about 8 years, I guess, one of the things that was very, very surprising to me and the other volunteers that I work with, there's four retired orthopedists who do that, and was that 25% of the patients that we see were on some type of drugs, legal drugs, for whatever, ADHD, whatever, anxiety, etc. Does that seem high to you?
Not anymore. No. Okay. But mental health, behavioral health problems definitely increased some during COVID time and even afterwards. You know, the whole social media era type stuff, we know that's increased, you know, areas of bullying, anxiety, depression. We've had to start kids at younger ages on some medicines for both ADHD, anxiety, depression. And it's a lot of that has come even into the general pediatric world where I live in, and not necessarily just psychiatry type stuff, because there's just not enough child psychiatrists, adolescent psychiatrists out there to sort of help manage these things. So we've, you know, had to learn, go to, you know, different courses, seminars, just to learn, you know, best way to work with these kids and what medicines can be effective and how to, you know, manage them appropriately.
Mm-hmm. How about when children are on the autistic spectrum? Some children with autism are highly, highly, highly performing, and there are others that in the other end of the spectrum who are, you know, really special needs, that need special education, intervention, and so on in school. as a society, are we doing a pretty good job with that?
I think so. It's an appropriate name disease. I mean, spectrum, and you mentioned it. There's some kids that very highly functioning and then some that are totally dependent. We are definitely short on resources for, you know, some of the behavioral interventions, aids for kids at school that need more of that one-on-one care that all schools can't always give because, you know, they have a classroom full of students. We're making strides on that. We've done a great job at trying to identify it early on and start interventions early on. There's that second step of having enough resources out there to, you know, provide all the therapies, to provide, you know, all the aid, to provide all the respite out there that we still need to work on. But I see we're definitely making progress.
Okay. How about things like eating disorders, anorexia, that type of thing? Do you see much of that in your practice?
I personally don't. I know some of my partners at the office do. They've seen a lot more recently. Me being a lot of the older kids, you know, they want to see a male doctor if they're a male. Some of the female want to see the female providers. So they've seen more of it than I have, but it's definitely more, I've heard about it more, you know, last couple of years than I ever had, like even, you know, medical school and training.
Yeah. How about body dysmorphia, that type of thing? Do you get involved with that at all, where a little girl thinks she wants to be a boy and vice versa?
I mean, there's things to talk about, and a lot of what we do just in general pediatricians is we try to get the family on the same page and, you know, making sure how comfortable everyone is about it. There are special clinics out there, I know some of the adolescent clinics that specialize in, you know, some of the, you know, the transgender gender issues as well. Our goal is just to get the kids comfortable.
Okay. Well, this is Medical Frontiers. We have another segment coming up after the break. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our expert tonight. We'll be back after the
fort.com.
Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers. Dr. Pfeiffer here with Dr. Michael Petrosky, and we're talking about going back to school and what are some of the precautions we can take, and having a wellness exam before you go back to school, and a sports medicine exam if the child is interested in sports, and so on. So give us a call at 866-391-1020. How about the school should be a happy place?
Should be, yeah.
And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. And I think that sometimes it's hard for us to have any control over that. But you're saying that the socialization and so on is important. You know, I was more of a social character. I went to school because I wanted to see my friends, and learning was sort of a, you know, sidekick. You know, but how could we have our kids, you know, stay away from their cell phones and interact with children, have fun at recess, be involved with sports or drama or art, music, whatever. Because it seems like there isn't as much happiness as there was when we were growing up, that it was a happy place. And yeah, we had to go. By law, we had to go to school. But it wasn't drudgery.
No, and I think a lot of it is, you know, setting the example of being role models at home is, you know, having family meals when you can. I said, yeah, and not with cell phones up all the time and having those conversations. So I think setting those examples that you can have, you know, real life interactions, social interactions without electronic devices is big. So setting that example, finding what the kids really like to do. I mean, I grew up playing sports. I mean, my son, my daughter play sports. My daughter does a lot more art stuff now too. So it's finding what they like and, you know, really honing in, harnessing that and, you know, trying to, you know, help them find what they want in places where they can continue to explore and grow.
Some families have a cell phone basket. You know, you put your cell phones in the basket before you sit down to the table to eat, and I think that's a good idea. I always tried to be home, and my wife family would wait for me because of my schedule and so on. Sometimes we wouldn't eat until 7:30, something like that. But But I think it's very important to have at least one meal a day where the family can share their, you know, likes and dislikes of the day and their achievements and disappointments and that type of thing. And I don't know, as a society, I think we've sort of gotten away from some of that where everything is done now. Fast meals, quick meals, takeout, you know, drive-through meals, et cetera. And even as far as homework is concerned and so on, there's so much information right now, mm-hmm. right here. I was talking to our first-year residents orientation a few weeks ago, and I said there's just so much information. If you ask a question you don't know the answer, it's right here. You can look it up. We used to have to go to a library, and I said, "Do you understand what that was?" It was a room where there were a lot of books and a card index and so on. You know, we don't have that today because information is so, so readily accessible.
It's definitely available. Not necessarily that it's always right, then it's as quickly available, but there's, a lot of information out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, as far as... Do you ever get involved with, parents say, I can't get my child to do his homework, and there's always a fight and that type of thing, do you get that kind of complaint sometimes?
Yeah, we do. And I said a lot of it, it's trying to be, in the pediatric world, it's you have to be realistic and consistent. So, kid first, second grade, do I expect them to sit down for an hour straight and do homework? No. Older kids, they may have some time, but these are the expectations. We get homework done at this time. If not, these are consequences, and then you have to be consistent with them, too. If they get away with it part of the time, then they'll be like, I can sort of, finagle my way through this, but it's setting those parameters, and I've had where families have drawn up contracts. They sit and they discuss, say, this is what we expect, and they can, negotiate, I can do 35 minutes of homework time, and then I can get like a 10-minute break, and they, sign it, and they have to follow it. You just have to be consistent and realistic.
And that's another reason that families who have a primary care physician for kids and for themselves and so on, those types of conversations can feel fairly comfortable because you know each other, And, on the other end of the spectrum, kid's now 18 years old, graduated from high school, and ready to go to college. What does that entail?
So to every kid, it's a little bit different how far they're going away. And hopefully, throughout, being at home and things, we could have taught them a lot of life skills where they could sort of be mostly independent at that point. They don't have, are they able to do laundry, things that they may not have had to do before. Yeah. But also knowing that we are still available. What's nice about some of the newer technology now is telehealth options are available. So, I've been able to see some patients that are away at college, for behavioral health concerns. But knowing that we're there, but also that there are a lot of the schools, they have their own health services out there too. So not being afraid, to go seek out help, at school.
Is there a law about having meningitis and vaccine before you go to college?
So it's just a lot. Every school sort of different on how much they want to, enforce that. But some schools require meningitis vaccines. Some not as much.
Okay. Well, we're out of time. Thank you very much, Dr. Petrosky. Really appreciate it. Nice meeting you, and good luck to you. And for out there in the listening audience, getting back to school or some things that you need to do. So have that relationship with your primary care physician. We'll be back next week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.